Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. Welcome to this week's Q&A episode. And the first question is, how would you go about choosing a running shoe for a marathon? This will very much depend on how advanced you are and how seriously you're taking it, and your budget, of course. For example, top athletes might have a shoe rotation of five or more different running shoes. They might have separate shoes for speed work, tempo runs, easy runs, long runs, and race day as well. On the other hand, most casual runners will probably have one all-rounder and maybe opt for a race day shoe to help give that extra boost on the day itself. Personally, I find myself in the middle of these two limits, where I have three shoes, one for speed work, one for tempo or long runs, and another race day shoe. In terms of choosing, say, one all-rounder shoe, more than anything, you're going to be spending a lot of time in these shoes, so make sure they are as comfortable as possible. Second question, what percentage of my calories should come from protein? I don't generally recommend thinking of your protein or any other macronutrient intake target in terms of percentage of your overall calories. Protein requirements, for example, are generally based on body weight, or more specifically lean body mass, rather than the proportion they make up of your overall calorie intake. That is to say, someone who requires 160 grams of protein due to their body weight and goals will require that whether they're eating 2,000 calories or 3,000 or 4,000 calories. But if you are working that out based on the percentage of calories, someone with 2,000 calorie intake versus someone with 3,000 calorie intake would be eating a lot less protein, which wouldn't be ideal. Third question, is dark chocolate really healthier than milk chocolate nutritionally? Yes, I would consider dark chocolate to be healthier than milk chocolate. Dark chocolate contains a higher percentage of cacao, and the percentage of cacao will determine the amounts of things like antioxidants, flavonoids, and fiber contained within that chocolate. And these are things that are generally associated with health benefits. Anecdotally, people are also less likely to overeat on dark chocolate, making it a better choice generally for those who are aiming to control body weight. Next question, I can only currently do 2 to 3 pull-ups maximum. Any tips for increasing them? You have two options here when it comes to increasing your pull-ups. Firstly would be to use a band, effectively decreasing the weight you're having to lift, allowing you to do more reps, and then decreasing the strength of that band over time. But another option is to do eccentric only pull-ups, meaning you jump or step up to the top position of the pull-up and lower yourself down slowly. You're generally stronger in the eccentric portion of a movement, so you'll be able to do more eccentric only pull-ups than regular pull-ups and build strength through increased volume as a result. Next question, I heard you talking about contrast training before for improving power output. What is it? Contrast training comes in different forms, but the general protocol involves combining a heavy exercise with a lighter, higher speed exercise of a similar movement pattern. For example, this would be a set of heavy squats followed by a set of bodyweight squat jumps. By doing this, you generally see a higher output of power in the second exercise. Repeated exposure to these higher outputs can potentially lead to better ability to hit these higher outputs when needed most. To use an analogy, throwing a golf ball will feel a lot easier if you've just thrown a bowling ball. Last question for today, is creatine essential for GAA players? Essential is too strong of a word here. However, creatine can be useful in addition to an already decent nutritional plan. The benefits of supplementing with creatine are generally seen in high intensity activities lasting 1 to 10 seconds. This includes things like sprinting, lifting weights, jumping, etc., all of which are obviously beneficial to GAA players. Benefits, though less pronounced, have also been seen in endurance running, which may be down to potentially the extra burst of pace you'll have when it's needed within those events. Recent research suggests there may also be cognitive benefits associated with creatine supplementation. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.